DeMarcus, we every year at this time, we give the Darren Williams Good Guy Award. It's named for Darren. This is the 10th year we've given this award. I always think of Darren when we do this, and one time I asked Darren, I was doing a story about some difficulties he was having in some of his techniques, and it wasn't going very well, so I go up to him and I ask him, well, you know, what's going on here? What do you need to do? And he was great answering the questions. He was really honest. He was funny. And at the end, I thanked him. I said, you know, sometimes it's hard to talk about what we don't do well. And he said, well, I'm supposed to be nice to my elders. So there you go. But this is the 10th one, and you were this year's recipient. And congratulations. Yes, man.
Thank you so much. You know, it's a for me, it's an honor and a privilege to always, when you get an award and it's unexpected, not because, you know, it's something that you do, but it's just because of something who you are. You know, it's, you know, I feel like this award is a little bit biased because there have been 10 defensive guys that have won this award, and I'm the 10th guy. But the thing is, when you think about a guy like Darren, what he has done for this organization, the charisma, each and every day, the good days and bad days, in the same way probably how he attacked the media. You're going to have good days where you lose a game where you got to go and talk about the things that you don't want to talk about, but also you're going to have to, you have the good games to where, you know what, they're going to praise you for everything that you do. So I think you just always got to be the middleman and have that mediocre type feel throughout, you know, whatever you do. And that's how I've been, you know, all my life. And I just want to just thank, you know, the Denver Broncos and, you know, RIP to, you know, Darren Williams. You know, always be praying for guys that have, you know, always changed lives of people. I can tell when he was talking about him how big he was for this organization. So I really take that in and telling everybody thank you.
DeMarcus, at what point in your career did you realize it's probably better and smarter to talk to the media and be accessible than not? And was there a particular instance that made you realize that?
I always look at life as if you need an answer, go ask the horse. Because it's going to come out of the horse's mouth, right? They always say, ask the person and get the real information instead of assuming. So why not get up here and be criticized by everyone and let it come out of your mouth on a situation on how something happened instead of, you know, someone writing it, she writing it, and letting somebody else in it going, you know, haywire. Get up here and take the criticism, if it's good or bad, and be done with it. Just, you know, you take it.
Did you... You were in Dallas, and Darren was from Fort Worth. Do you remember when it happened, you know, how big that moment was, how sad it was? And
it's always a sad moment, especially in the NFL when you lose, I feel like, one of your fraternity members, one of your brothers. It can be, you know, an innocent incident to where, you know, things happen, you know, and you have guys in the car with them. But, you know, those things happen, and it's always a big hardship when something like that happened with the guys, especially being a hometown guy, me playing in Dallas and him being from, you know, Fort Worth, you know, everybody, they take that to heart because everybody's on, no matter if he plays for the Denver Broncos or, you know, for any other team, he's a hometown guy. So, you know, you hear about the information, and, you know, for me, I'm one of those guys that pray and believe in, you know, Jesus Christ as my Savior. So, you know, you just get on your knees and, you know, wish their family well.
Content you're doing with Talk Now, does that give you more of an appreciation for media and that type of work?
Yeah, we started that Talk Now show at the beginning of the season, and people don't really realize when you get up here and talk how fast you might talk and your words go together. Things aren't going to come out right. If you write things down, your dots and your T's probably aren't going to go together. And but the thing is, you just got to be yourself. And it's been a hard thing, and that's what people see. I mean, you can read off a teleprompter every day, and people can say, you know, he's reading off a teleprompter. He's not real. But when you see a real person get up there and talk about what they want to talk about, and you know it's heartfelt, especially what you guys do, you love what you do each and every day. And so I can see when you come in here, it's not like, oh, man, I got to do this report. No, y'all have 30 questions ready. You have everything already written up. You're ready. It's a good time, and that's what it's about, having time, good time in the job that you do.
Speaking of doing our job, in terms of football, after the game, with all this talk about what happened in the locker room, you've been around for a long time. How many times has that happened in the locker room to where it's almost become kind of probably normal for you that it's a lot of emotion?
It's a lot of emotion. When you in the heat of the battle, I mean, no one hates to lose. Everybody's going to, you know, be passionate in the game. They're going to give their heart out. But sometimes in a game, when you have two passionate guys that are just like, you know what, I am tired of the way things are going, and sometimes you have a little sense of frustration. I mean, it is what it is. You know, if you're a defensive guy and I tell him, you know, something that he's doing bad, take the criticism. Same thing. It goes that way. It's a brotherhood. It's not a division of what everybody's saying. No, it's not a division. It's, you know, two guys being passionate on what's going on, and they want it. And that just sparks everybody else on the team. Do you know what? Hey, you know what? These two guys are here. Everybody else feels the same way in this room, and we just need to keep rolling.
Would it be worse if a locker room didn't have that in the situation you're in?
I think if you didn't have guys with that type of grit and with the pride and with the egos that we have on this team, we wouldn't be at the situation we are in right now. And so you have to have that on a team, guys that care, that at the end of the day, when you put the pads on, you have 11 offensive guys, 11 defensive guys, and 11 special teams guys all on the same accord, wanting it as much as just the individual guy next to them. That's what you want on a team. And you're going to have some bickering because everybody is egotistical. And you got to get out there, and we just get out there and play and do what we do.
Do you think this frustration can be channeled in such a way that you can win these next two games and try to salvage the season?
Yeah, I feel that way. I've never seen a team that can be 10-6 and not make the playoffs. And so that's what we're striving for. We're striving to win these next two games. So I feel like we bottle up all this sense of frustration, urgency, or whatever it is. You know, put the top on it, shake it up, and you know what, we let it go on the next team. That's what we're going to do this week. And I just look at it like that, and just keep rolling to this game that's coming up.
Anything else, guys? You want a career in media when you're done?
You know, if somebody wants to give me a job, you know, after my career is over, I would, you know, gladly, you know, think about that. But right now, I'm just thinking about the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay.
Thank you.
Congratulations.